Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. More best bets for the night in sports. A little housekeeping before I bring in the stars of the show. We took over CBS Sports HQ last night. We're going to do it again tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, we're going to do live betting. We're going to break down the Warriors and the Lakers game number 2, which starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So you don't want to miss that. AB, Maestro, and how about the counselor also joining me tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time. But we have some business to attend to today, as you might expect. Bring in the stars of the show. Oh, where do we go? Where do we go? Well, you can't ever say, look at this, it's just an embarrassment of riches. Proppies here, Mikey B, NBA aficionado, AB. And so don't ever say, EC, that I'm not a man of the people. Don't ever say that I don't do things for the people or for you. I gave you an opportunity to host this show. And what did you do?
I failed. I flat out failed. Alex Verdugo, 1 for 5, got stranded on third base. That close. The Edmonton Oilers scored 4 goals, albeit all by Leon Draisaitl, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins didn't get an assist. I mean, we had the chances, coach. I had chance. Marcus Smart was easy. That was almost hit in the first half.
Every sports better in the history of time. We had our chances. We had our chances. Now, to tell you how much people wanted to see it, in the chat, I've already lost it because there's so many people here. You guys have made the show so big. They said, I was really hoping EC's plays would hit. Can you imagine him asking Buckets to spell team names that are on the screen and Buckets does it incorrectly? I mean, that would have been magic. That would have been gold. But alas, alas, you didn't do that. We're still waiting on that top 20, by the way. Fowler is +2. +2 currently.
It's okay. I have an outright on Xander Schauffele right now, so I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Oh, so on Thursday, you feel good about giving the people a bad bet, but you have a private bet. That's what you just said.
That's exactly right. Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, we got to get into it. And I don't even know what to do. Specty's not here today, so I can't even go from Frick to Frack or Frack to Frick. I don't even know what to do, but I tell you what I'm going to do, because Prop Stars live from parts unknown. Last night, it may have been the prop bet of the year, because everybody I read says, oh, Jason Tatum's going to go off again. And you said, let's go under, and people are Sportsline members. They would have gotten that pick. What was he, under 31.5, Proppy? Was that the number?
Correct indeed, Coach. Under 31.5, finished with 7 points, I might add. I also faded him game one, which ended up being pretty foolish. But, yeah, wasn't afraid to go back to the well there. I trust myself. So, yeah, we faded him twice in a row. Worked out well last night, Coach.
All right. Well, that game is not – game three is not for a couple of days. Let's focus on the here and the now. Proppy, if you don't mind, without Speculator here, I can think of nothing better than have you start us off, sir.
Absolutely, Coach. Yeah, sticking in the NBA, we are going to this Golden State game, game two. Very excited for it. I love Draymond Green tonight. Over 22.5 points, rebounds, and assists. If you pay attention to the media portions after game one, Draymond called himself out, said he was absolutely disgusted with his play. He was not looking forward to going back and watching the footage from game one. He said he had to be a lot more aggressive, particularly on the offensive side of the court. I'm anticipating that happen. I actually think it's going to somewhat come at the expense of Kevon Looney. This is going to be a little bit of an unpopular opinion today, but I think with the Warriors, they actually had a 14-4 run when they went small, put Draymond at the 5. They conceded a lot of production, even though Looney had the big 20-plus rebound game. Anthony Davis also had a 20-plus rebound game, and the Warriors believe, in my opinion, that Draymond can more effectively guard Anthony Davis. I think we're going to see tonight a lot more of the point forward from Draymond. He's going to be playing the 5, where he's just going to have more opportunity for points, assists, and rebounds tonight. That's why I love Draymond over 22.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
That is next level, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about matchups within the game to change how you handicap. Do you want to do that work? I didn't think so. Now, Patrick says, why y'all got to pick on EC all the time? Patrick, it's very simple here at this brand. You're looking at the man who makes the decisions. And when I tell somebody, don't do something, I expect them to listen to me, but not EC. So that's why we're on him all the time, until he falls back into line.
Never going to happen.
And that's my point, Patrick. That right there is why we pick on him all the time. It's like a trouble chop. All right. And Mikey B., don't act like you don't try to provoke me every single day on social media, because I know that you do. I see right through you, and I usually bite. All right, Mikey B., you're up, big boy. What do we like tonight?
As my wife likes to say, I am definitely an instigator. All right, so I will go on the Kevon Looney train, and I will take the over on 13.5 rebounds. Now, it's minus 135 on DraftKings. When I put on the site this morning, it was minus 125 on Caesars. That's moved. I believe it's minus 148 now. His line's moved to 14.5 on FanDuel. So this is a popular bet. I just can't imagine taking the under. He had 23 rebounds in game one. He's had at least 20 rebounds in four of the last six games. The two he missed, he had 14 and 13 rebounds respectively. I think the Lakers are going to, or the Warriors are going to keep him in there to battle with Anthony Davis's size. I don't know if he's going to play 30 to 35 minutes, but he doesn't need to. In order to get 14 rebounds, he could play 26, 27, 28, still hit that number easily. So I'll do Kevon Looney over 13.5 rebounds. And then I'll take the over for the game itself of 227 points. Now, these teams combined for 229 points in game one. That's despite the Warriors shooting 40.6% from the field, and the Lakers shot 24% from behind the arc. Now, the Warriors hit 21 threes. They attempted 53 three-pointers. The Lakers were just packing the paint on defense. I'm not sure if that's a great strategy against the Warriors. If they try that again, they could be in big trouble. Now, the Lakers took 29 free throw attempts. They hit 25 of them. You might think, well, that's not repeatable. Actually, it is. The Lakers attempted the most free throws per game during the regular season, and the Warriors allowed the six most free throw attempts per game. So I'll take the over on 227 points.
You know, Mikey B., that's my favorite bet. You know that's my favorite bet.
That's for you, Coach. No parlays, overs, totals for Coach.
See, but look at you guys. I just noticed, because you guys always try to slide stuff past me, I saw what you wrote properly underneath your name, and I see what you write, Mikey B., under your name. I just got that. Oh, and then ABO, Air Horse One. That was great. If you haven't watched the Kentucky Derby preview, I encourage you to do it. It's in your feed right now. Real quick, Proppy, do you agree with the Looney pick?
I don't actually, Coach. I like fading Looney tonight. And if we wanted to, I was going to offer a little something to my guy, Mikey B. And if there's some music that could potentially played, if Mike wants to be my Huckleberry, I am more than interested.
AB, play the music.
A showdown on Early Edge at 5. So here are the rules. If you're brand new to this show and this brand, this is what we do for fun. When we disagree, listen to the knowledge, listen to the information. You make the decision for yourself. But my guys disagree. So Mikey B has the over 13.5. Prop Stars has the under 13.5. They have to pay the loser by midnight, unless there is a reason you don't play until the next morning or you cannot have another showdown ever again. Those are the rules. Gentlemen, thank you for hyping this show up just a little bit. Thank you for listening.
Looney!
Now, last night, as I looked down at my notes, because I prepare heavily for the show, as everybody knows, me and AB absolutely destroyed it last night. You should have seen AB in his jacket, all nice and shaven, looking all good. And so I thought to myself, for the man who works from daylight to sunset, he needs to be in the maestro spot this morning. Also, EC went 1-2 yesterday. So, EC, I'm going to turn my ears off. I may walk out of the room, but please enlighten the people with what they're going to fade today. Go ahead.
Well, it's up to them if they want to do that, Coach. We'll see how it works out. Listen, so honestly, I thought you were off today because I looked at the schedule last night and I was actually a week ahead that you weren't going to be on Thursday. So I'm like, oh, AB is hosting. Oh, great. Then I'm just doing parlays today. Perfect. All right. So that's what we're going to do. I call this the revenge angle Thursday because let's start in the NHL. I'm rolling with Toronto and Dallas to both get game two wins at plus 135. They both lost their first game in the first series. Toronto lost to Tampa Bay, got killed in game one. Dallas lost to Minnesota. They came back and won easily in game two. And I think that's what we're going to see tonight. I think Florida's been on a nice run. I think Toronto stops it at home tonight. Dallas also at home lost in overtime the other night, or I think they lost, I think it was by two. Nonetheless, they're going to bounce back. I think they win by two tonight. I would even play Dallas on the puck line, but I'm not that not that risky here. So we're going to just play plus 135 on an easy parlay tonight, Toronto and Dallas in the NHL. And then in the NBA, so on FanDuel, they have these player doubles, Coach. I didn't make this one up. FanDuel makes them for you. I just see what I can find. Do I think Golden State is going to win the game tonight? Yes. I don't think they're going down 0-2. Do I think the Lakers are going to try to stop Steph Curry, try to double team him, maybe put LeBron on him more like they did at the end of game one? Yes. And you know what that does? That frees up shots for Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson had 25 points in game one. All we need him to do is have 25 or more in game two, plus Golden State to win, and we're getting plus 178. How can you resist that? And actually what I did, by the way, is I parlayed all three of these last night. I have Toronto, Dallas, and then Klay Thompson and Golden State. So it's actually the equivalent of a four pick. And I really like it. I mean, Thompson's taken 19 or more shots in five of his eight playoff games, including his last four. And look at it this way, guys. His dad played for the Lakers. He grew up rooting for him. He's looked forward to playing the Lakers in the playoffs. This is his time. Also, if you want to play the ladder theory, you can play the Golden State to win and Klay Thompson six or more threes at plus 260. And if you think Klay's going to have 30 or more, plus 430. Some good value on the board on FanDuel tonight.
Oh, my bad. Are you done?
Parlays.
Are you done?
Parlays.
I'm sorry. The Man United game is phenomenal over here. It really, really is. Any of that you want to, any of those parlays, I'll give you 4-1, 5-1. We can do any of that.
You can give me 4-1 on what?
Well, you just said you had a four-way parlay, right?
Yeah.
Plus 260 or something like that?
No. I'm just saying I gave some different odds if you want to ladder the Klay Thompson thing.
Sorry,
I'm giving, because people like laddering. I did not know what laddering was as of a few months ago. I've learned. So you ladder Klay Thompson.
Okay.
He thought two parlays weren't enough, Coach. He threw out like six more. I know
apparently,
you weren't watching,
yeah,
but he threw out like 6,000 more
different plays right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. AB, I'm just going to ignore the last 2 minutes of the show. Could you possibly please follow the rules? Because you see, EC, AB has different rules than you do. And why does he have different rules than you do? Because he has earned the right to have different rules than you do. He is HQ cleared, which is something, let me check my notes, you are not, but yet you want to be. And I wonder who can make that happen. AB, while we ponder that, could you please respect the maestro spot?
We will respect it indeed, Coach. You know how we roll here. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to jump in and give you a real parlay that you want to play tonight, and it is this. Keep it simple. Warriors money line. Steph Curry is getting the rebounds tonight. Over 4.5 boards, priced at minus 105. You look at Steph. He is averaging 5 to 8 rebounds over around his last 12 games because not only do they shoot long range, but the Lakers will be too because the Warriors are likely going to be ahead by a ton of points, which gets guards bored. So we're going to go Warriors money line, Steph Curry over 4.5 boards, minus 105. Now, EC, let me bring it back to the NHL because I agree with you. All right, Dallas Stars. I like the over 5.5 tonight. You can find that on Sportsline. We're going to go the Stars team total over 3.5 plus money at plus 115. You have a great matchup here for this because, one, Seattle's playing with nothing to lose. They're going to play loose, play aggressive with the puck. Dallas is in a must-win situation. Jason Robertson over 3.5 shots on goal. Also a solid play, but we're going to keep it simple. Stars are getting 4 goals or more. And something to note, the Dallas Stars are the best face-off team in the history of the NHL. They have not had one team beat them in faceoffs the entire postseason. Watch it tonight. They are incredible. It's going to be even more drastic there. Lastly, team totals, Major League Baseball, Toronto Blue Jays, team total over 4.5, minus 130. The Red Sox have been putting it all over them. That being said, our boy Kevin Gausman tonight is going to limit the Sox just a touch. However, it's the Blue Jays' time. They're mashing. We're mashing. Shots on goal. Clean up the garbage. Let's get it. Hit these three.
I got to tell you, this series with the Blue Jays and the Red Sox has just been like runs after runs after runs after runs. By the way, in the chat, Michael says the disrespect is astounding. Michael, I agree with you. I'm assuming you were talking about them towards me. Rick says it's not a reach. Clay could get 25 and Golden State wins. Could.
Could. That's what gambling is. Could. Could.
You know, I was 3-0 in soccer the other day. Yesterday, 3-0 in soccer. I'm starting to do every sport now. I'm starting to do every sport.
Well, Coach, you know what? Tomorrow, on the Friday show, I have a bunch of Kentucky Derby picks. Speaking of every sport, get ready. AB, I got them laid out today. I got a bunch of combos. It's like parlay heaven.
Oh, my God. And for those of you who want real handicapping for the Kentucky Derby, we have an entire episode that EC is not on with me, Michelle Yu, and Mean Gene Menez. They will give you the correct picks. If you want,
they will.
Yeah, they will. They will.
Can I also give a shout-out real quick? On that show, when everyone goes back and watches it today, watch our man, Mean Gene, because once Coach introduced what a showdown was officially, our man popped. He was all over him. He wanted a million showdowns. I'm telling you, this show is fantastic. Go back and watch it.
He does. He wanted every bet that he could get. Michelle was more than happy to oblige. And they actually get creative. They do shirts. They do money. They do a little bit of everything. All right. Parlays and horses do not go together, Taylor
said. It's I can't even speak. Exactas are like parlays, right? You need one thing to happen, another thing to happen.
You said that it came out of your mouth. Parlays all over the board. That's what you said.
We know the things that I say.
Hey. We gave you the board. We gave you the – give it to you. You misspoke.
Coach, may I throw up a trivia question in 5 seconds that EC has to answer? EC, yes. You ready to play a game?
Yep. Okay.
All right, which letter of the alphabet of the, you know, first letter of the horse's name has won the most Kentucky Derbies? You have 10 seconds.
T.
Incorrect. S.
I was going to guess that too.
Smarty Jones.
Say S.
Yep. Also, for anybody out there,
knows
post
that.
Position, yeah, post position number 10. Post position number 10 is analytically the most profitable post position in the history of the Kentucky Derby. Winners after winners after winners. So there you
and
go.
The 10 horse got scratched today. So now the 11 horse moves into post 10.
Yep.
All right. Well, Big Cheesy said, if you want to follow EC's new show called True Tilt at 3 a.m. after the Maestro show, it's very entertaining. Very true, Big Cheesy. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. Courtesy of AB, our five-tool player on the ones and the twos. EC, Maple Leaf Stars, Moneyline Parlay, plus 135. Same game parlay. Klay Thompson, you watch. Every part of me, Prop Stars, wants him to have a game like Jason Tatum last night. Every part of me. Every part of me. And the Warriors on the money line. Put that together, plus 178. Then Mikey B, Kevin Looney, over 13.5. Proppy is under 13.5. A little showdown. Then Lakers Warriors over 227 tonight. Should be up and down. The faster the Lakers play, the better they play. Then Proppy, Draymond Green. You heard all the reasons. Over 22.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Then AB, three big plays. Stars team total. Blue Jays team total over 4.5. And then Warriors on the money line, but Steph Curry to go over 4.5 rebounds. AB, I hope Steph has like 20 rebounds tonight. That would be amazing.
Yes.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. All right, everybody. All kidding aside, this is a big-time Thursday. We have a big-time weekend on hand. Be positive. Pay it forward. Bring all your friends to the table. We want everybody here. With all that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. All of these N5 tickets straight to the bay window. Brian Tyre Crow, Lobo, EC, AB, Mikey B, Prop Stars, the entire crew. I am simply the coach trying to keep this train on the track. We will see you tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, live for prime time on CBS Sports HQ. And remember, we grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about here at the Early Edge, where sometimes, yes, just sometimes, we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.